Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Your time of favor, your set time of favor has come. I'm gonna favor you while everything else is growing darker. Your light's gonna get brighter. I'm gonna increase you more and more, you and your children. That's the word of God. And heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of his word will fail. The word of God won't fail. I'm telling you, this reset is going to redefine everything. That's why we see the word arise. Shake yourself from the dust. Stop having those pity parties. God is for you. He's more than the world against you. Elisha, when the Gehazi said, all these armies are surrounding us, what are we going to do? You got to know this for yourself. Elisha prayed and said, Father, open his eyes. He's seeing with natural eyes. He's being governed by his senses. Open his spiritual eyes that he can see what's really going on. And his eyes opened and he saw chariots and horses of fire, heaven's host. There was a whole lot of Syrians out there. But one angel, one night, when Ben-Hadad had threatened them, they had hundreds of thousands. One angel went out among them and slew 185,000. And I don't believe he was out of breath. I believe God said, that's enough. He could have wiped them all out. One angel. And my Bible tells me that the angel of the Lord encamps. You know, when you make a camp, that means you're going to stay there. Encamp round about them that fear him to protect them. See, the ball is in our court because you have to activate stuff. Like I said, angels don't respond to requests. But when you start demanding things in the spirit realm, they will respond to the commands. They're an army, a host. You can't be wishy-washy and guessing about stuff. Take your proper place. Because the manifestation, the whole creation is waiting and groaning. Do you understand? Psalm 67, you carry something in the spirit. In your spirit, you carry something that affects how the earth operates. Thank you for the amens. Though they were scattered and few. See, you may never want to walk in this. I pray you do. I walk in this thing. Amen. I don't care wherever the sole of my feet tread. I lay claim on that. I'm not trying to dominate anybody's spirit. But if the devil shows up, I got dominion over him. And God said, what you carry. See, when all the people praise God, he said, the earth. That's why we have to use our weapon of praise. Everywhere you go in Walmart praising God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Wherever you go. Amen. Your weapon of praise. Why? When all the people praise me. Come on. When all my people are praising me, the earth is going to start acting a certain way. It's going to start yielding increase. You go in there and find exactly what you're looking for at the exact price you want. See, some folks don't know how this thing works. But God is in everything. If you let him, he'll be everywhere. He's omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. He's everywhere all the time. You just don't recognize him all the time. But oh, when you get in the spirit and you realize God is with me, God is in me, God is around me, God is for me. Look out now. Look out now. That's the army raising up. I hear the sound of an army. Hallelujah. The great reset. The Lord's sitting in heaven looking. He's laughing at a lot of these knuckleheads trying to play God. Remember, they took the ark. The Philistines took the ark. Oh, we got us another God. We're going to be stronger now. They took it into their temple. Next to their fish head God. Dagon. Yeah, now we're going to be extra powerful. Put it in there. They came in there. Dagon was knocked over. He said, oh, I wonder what happened here. They lifted him on up, put him up, worshiped, went out, came back the next day. Dagon was knocked over, and his fish head was cut off, and his fish hands were cut off. The ark was guilty. See, the ark represents the presence of God. You carry the presence of God. Wherever you go, you're carrying the presence of God. So everything that's trying to be God. I wish somebody understood what I was talking about. Everything that's trying to be God have to bow to you. Listen, the devil's not quick to engage you. Don't fool yourself. The reason why people go through a lot of stuff, a lot of unnecessary stuff, is because they leave doors open. They're carnal. They lie. They do stuff. Lustful. You know, watch stuff they shouldn't watch. Yeah, you open doors. Don't believe. Play around. Talk crazy. Talk unbelief. Child, I feel like I'm dying. Well, bye. Say things about themselves. Okay. See, this thing is for real. We're in an army and we are in a warfare. Amen. We have to engage this thing. And God's given us weaponry. He's given us instruction. He's given us a blueprint. He's equipped us to fight and to conquer. Amen. Not carnal weapons. Spiritual weapons. To somebody else, it might seem foolish. But the foolishness of God is wiser than men. See, some of the carnal ones say, well, you know, I think we better pray now. You should have prayed in the beginning. Amen. But tell someone, your set time has come. Now, some of the trouble we have in the West, when we say our time, we think it's right this moment. Where it at? Times can be determined by seasons. It can be years where in that year things start to manifest. Not necessarily had to happen yesterday. Well, the preacher said my time, so it wasn't there yesterday. So, well, you miss it. No, it's a season. So, see, here's the test with you, and this is the test that this last year has put on a lot of people. Are you and were you able to persevere? Or did you start to negotiate with a lot of stuff? Did you stop believing a lot of things? Did you start, you know, complaining about stuff? Or did you stay the course? And say, come hell or high water, you know, God put this in my heart. I'm not bowing to that. I'm not in agreement with that. I'm not getting that. I'm not going to let that happen. Amen? That's what this was about. Not about you being defeated. I mean, you cannot be defeated if you choose not to quit. But your mind has to be made up. Isaiah 40 and verse number 2. Isaiah 40. Well, let me start at verse 1. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The warfare is over. That, do you understand what I mean? Hopefully there's an internal struggle that has come to an end. Once you align, once you understand what God has done and what God is doing, then the ground internally should be taken.
Amen.
Amen. There should be no more wavering, uncertainty, you know, doubts and fears about a lot of things. No, God has given you the victory.
Yes.
Amen. We have the victory. He has defeated our enemy. We are to go into the promised land. Amen. Yes, there are giants there, but we are well able.
Amen.
Amen. To subdue the giants. Why? We have a promise. Amen. And a promise will subdue an argument every time. Amen. Nothing the enemy can do can stop us. The only one can stop you is you. And tell somebody, I ain't stopping. Come on, say, ain't no stopping me now. That's why he told us to fight the good fight of faith. He didn't say fight people, fight the good fight of faith. Don't let anything harness or imprison or limit your faith. Something try to get on you to make you start doubting, shake it off. Get it off of you. No, it didn't happen yesterday. So what? I'm still believing God. It didn't turn out like I thought yesterday, but still, I'm not going to stop there and get all sad. No, I'm still believing God. Why? I'm fighting the good fight of faith. If God don't seem like he's moving, move him with your faith. He will move in there. God is a faith God. If you come to him, you must first believe. You got to believe. This is the victory that overcomes our faith. What is the work of him? To believe. Tell somebody, get ready. For the great reset.
For the great reset.
Ecclesiastes 3:11. And I'm about to wind this up. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Where you at? He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. He has made everything beautiful.
Amen.
In his time.
Amen.
There's a song that is sung like that, in his time. In his time. He makes all things beautiful in his time. I'm not changing the scripture, but can I add something? God showed me this once, and I've shared it with the church before. Maybe you got it, maybe you didn't. But not only, see, over there, where the sister dropped this $20 bill, let's say that's a particular point in time.
Amen.
And there, praise the Lord, that goes into the church. But there, God will make everything beautiful in his time. But see, when we walk in God's timing, see, I'm headed toward a time. I'm headed toward a Kairos, but I'm walking in his time.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Join Pastor Jonathan McLean in Abundant Life Assembly of God Church each Sunday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here on your good news station, WCNO.